Ray Giudice is here, and he's the best in the business. Very simple. He is the premier defense attorney in Atlanta. He's a huge sports fan. He's been with us a long time. And luckily, there's always something happening in the world of sports and law for athletes.
It's the gift that keeps giving. Thanks for having me again. Jeez. We never have
Roger
a shortage.
Roger Goodell loves it.
I don't like your attitude. I don't like your attitude about the whole thing.
Hey, Darren Sharper is going to a big boy prison for a long time. Sounds like he's a really sick man. He's a former Pro Bowl NFL player that has been in numerous cities drugging women and raping them. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I guess it must be hard for good-looking NFL stars to
with millions have of dollars
and have that's consensual sexual activity. Absolutely. And he's been nailed in multiple jurisdictions. He's taken pleas at the same, almost simultaneously. A lot of this jail time will run concurrent. There must be a little bit of problem in some of these cases. So, in other words, in the pleas that he took earlier this week in Las Vegas, we're down to up the maximum of 8 years. Now 8 years on multiple sexual assault cases is, as a defense lawyer, if I get that from my client, that's not a bad deal because he may get out as early as 36 months. Now, I will say the New Orleans case, Louisiana case, that's a federal court case, and I'm not really sure why it's in federal court. It may have something to do with the illegal interstate transport of the alleged drugs, and that's how it got up to federal court. The feds don't play. If you get 10 years in a federal prison, you do pretty much 10 years. But he's going to eventually get out. He'll be an older gentleman. I guess he's 38, 39 years of age now. But he went on a rampage using what we call GHB, we call it Georgia Homeboy here in Georgia, but it's state rape drug. And
so the roofie, that's sort of
that's
roofies.
Right. That's right. There's multiple combinations. You know, as we speak now, there's a chemist somewhere in Bolivia making all kinds of formulas that look like LSD or look like date rape drug. And they keep what they're trying to do, but they make a minor alteration in the chemical compound, which does not on its letter violate the law. So the chemists are trying to stay one step ahead of how the law progresses. So but he's been nailed. I mean, they got him.
He's a sick, sick guy. He's a sociopath, obviously, because he could have sex with anybody he wanted. Clearly, he could pay for sex with anybody he wanted. But he gets off on knocking women out and violating
it's
them.
It's clearly some kind of power and control deal. I mean, again, why would you? What's the thrill in having a sexual relationship with somebody who's passed out when the alternative is available, I would suspect.
Yeah,
for
Darren Sharper.
You know, if he's ever been to Atlanta, you know, brush your teeth and go out at night. And you'll meet nice people. I'm just saying, you know.
One of my finds in the NFL was involved Darren Sharper. He picked up what he thought was a fumble at the time, started to run down the sideline, and a bunch of whistles are blown, and I pretended not to hear the whistles.
Whacked him.
And hammered him out of bounds. And
nice.
They did not take too kindly to it, neither did his teammates.
Was that what he was playing for the Saints?
For the Saints, exactly.
Good. Hey, Aaron Hernandez, talk about a sociopath. Short of, you know, just the, you know, kind of casual thing of shooting friends in the back or the face. Yeah. What's that trial been like?
Wow. It's drama. And part of the drama is all of Hernandez's hanger-ons and family members who, you know, they're trying to wiggle. They're trying to walk a fine line. Are they conspirators? Are they going to be charged? Are they getting immunity? Half of them want to try to get him off so they can maybe, you know, live off his paycheck, so assuming that there will ever be one. So now they've got Miss Mercado.
Aren't they scared, though, too? Can I just interrupt by saying they've got to be scared to death because Aaron Hernandez with this alleged gang association, they're walking around on the street. If they say one wrong thing, don't you agree? That's got to be, that's to me, is really why I'm interested.
It's a rock and a hard place. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's a scary guy, too. It doesn't mean that if he ever goes to prison that his reach can't get
Absolutely.
To people that rolled on him. I mean, I've seen it happen. So, but what you've got is a pretty smart prosecutor who is putting these witnesses up and making them, even if they don't give him the answers that he wants, the jury is smelling these people are hiding things. These people are covering up. They're only telling the defense lawyer what he wants to hear, but they're not telling the truth to the prosecutor. I had a court reporter tell me a great war story. I'll make it simple. Cross-examined by a good defense lawyer of a witness, and it's clear that the witness is not telling the truth. Now, you have to be an experienced lawyer to get away with this. And he says, Your Honor, I'd like this witness to be reread the oath because the first one's wearing off, okay? And that's what this prosecutor is showing this jury, that the first oath is not sticking to these people, and they're going to hammer that in closing.
Yeah, a lot of family members. This is the cousin you're talking about, Jennifer Mercado. And she seems to forget a lot of stuff.
Except when it's important to remember. So
exactly.
It's very selective, and you, as you exactly pointed out, And, you know, collectively.
She learned that at the Jody Arias School of Being a Witness. It's really, right. It's a really fine act.
One thing I always tell folks is collectively, 12 jurors and a couple of alternates, one of them sees that, smells that, hears that. If they all don't, 12 jurors are together, are so smart and so observant, and they're very close physically to the witnesses. You can see by people's body language and speech cadence whether they're telling the truth or not. So I don't think she's helping Aaron Hernandez. The issue is, does the prosecution have enough to sew this together? And they're trying to show motive as well.
All right, before you get out of here, I want to mention, by the way, Ray Giudice, RayGiudiceLaw.com. Phone number, he'll answer the call, 404-964-4185, 404-964-4185. This may only apply to some of the folks listening, a small number. Maybe the best documentary I ever watched, 6 hours, The Jinx, the Robert Durst documentary on HBO. Unbelievable television. The guy's arrested in New Orleans. The big question, my 10-year-old asked it, 40-year-olds are asking it. You busted this guy with a confession on microphone in the final episode. You had his handwriting, which you went and tracked down to basically make it clear that he wrote this letter to the police that was anonymous. Did they sit on this evidence until the final episode? And how could you let that happen with a guy out there?
What this is going to be really fascinating, and I think where the defense is going with this, is sort of an entrapment argument that the prosecution and the investigators couldn't get him to make that confession and they couldn't sew it up. So they worked with the producers. Now, the producers are denying this, but they've also lawyered up. They're not talking anymore.
Right.
And if the if the state has an individual act on their behalf to set somebody up, it's still a setup.
Right.
So he's got some arguments.
And he's also saying, I was just playing with the filmmakers. He goes in the bathroom. Those of you who don't know the series, the 6 episodes, you don't know if he did it or not. You assume he did. They bust him, the filmmaker, on the final episode. Everybody goes away. He walks in the bathroom, starts talking to himself. And he says, I killed them. I killed them all. I'm so busted.
What I really don't get, though, is that this guy had great lawyers on his trial out in Houston. He chopped the guy up.
Chopped him up.
And put him in a garbage bag, in a hefty bag.
And admitted it.
And then he walks away from a homicide, and yet he wants to give.
Decides to do the show.
And he just can't help themselves.
Yep.
They just can't help themselves. And he set himself up. Now, the issue legally is who set who up, and that's going to be a heck of a defense argument.
It's a huge story, no question.
Did you binge watch that, or were you watching along the way?
I was watching along the way, the last 2 episodes.
Did you watch it, Ray?
I watched bits and pieces.
You got to watch it. I'll tell any guy. It's fascinating, The Jinx, the Robert Durst deal. Ray Giudice, 404-964-4185. Any kind of issues of the law, just be smart, though, and get his app. As well, because that'll take care of you, the Ray Giudice app.